Day 299, Thursday, November 30th. 2 Samuel 3 and 1 Chronicles 3 1-4. 2 Samuel 3 1-39 NKJV. Now there was a long war between the house of Saul and the house of David. But David grew stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul grew weaker and weaker. Sons were born to David in Hebron. His firstborn was Amnon by Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, his second, Chileab, by Abigail the widow of Nabal the Carmelite, the third, Absalom the son of Maacah, the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur, the fourth, Adonijah the son of Haggith, the fifth, Shephatiah the son of Abital, and the sixth, Ithream, by David's wife Eglah. These were born to David in Hebron. Now it was so, while there was war between the house of Saul and the house of David, that Abner was strengthening his hold on the house of Saul. And Saul had a concubine, whose name was Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah. So Ishbosheth said to Abner, "Why have you gone into my father's concubine?" Then Abner became very angry at the words of Ishbosheth, and said, "Am I a dog's head that belongs to Judah? Today I show loyalty to the house of Saul your father, to his brothers, and to his friends, and have not delivered you into the hand of David. And you charge me today with a fault concerning this woman? May God do so to Abner, and more also, if I do not do for David as the Lord has sworn to him, to transfer the kingdom from the house of Saul, and set up the throne of David over Israel and over Judah, from Dan to Beersheba." And he could not answer Abner another word, because he feared him. Then Abner sent messengers on his behalf to David, saying, "Whose is the land?" Saying also, "Make your covenant with me, and indeed my hand shall be with you to bring all Israel to you." And David said, "Good, I will make a covenant with you. But one thing I require of you. You shall not see my face unless you first bring Michal, Saul's daughter, when you come to see my face." So David sent messengers to Ishbosheth, Saul's son, saying, "Give me my wife Michal, whom I betrothed to myself for 100 foreskins of the Philistines." And Ishbosheth sent and took her from her husband, from Paltiel the son of Laish. Then her husband went along with her to Bahurim, weeping behind her. So Abner said to him, "Go, return." And he returned. Now Abner had communicated with the elders of Israel, saying, "In time past you were seeking for David to be king over you. Now then, do it. For the Lord has spoken of David, saying, 'By the hand of my servant David, I will save my people Israel from the hand of the Philistines and the hand of all their enemies.'" And Abner also spoke in the hearing of Benjamin. Then Abner also went to speak in the hearing of David in Hebron all that seemed good to Israel and the whole house of Benjamin. So Abner and 20 men with him came to David at Hebron. And David made a feast for Abner and the men who were with him. Then Abner said to David, "I will arise and go, and gather all Israel to my lord the king, that they may make a covenant with you, and that you may reign over all that your heart desires." So David sent Abner away, and he went in peace. At that moment the servants of David and Joab came from a raid and brought much spoil with them. But Abner was not with David in Hebron, for he had sent him away, and he had gone in peace. When Joab and all the troops that were with him had come, they told Joab, saying, "Abner the son of Ner came to the king, and he sent him away, and he has gone in peace." Then Joab came to the king and said, "What have you done? Look, Abner came to you. Why is it that you sent him away, and he is already gone? Surely you realize that Abner the son of Ner came to deceive you, to know your going out and your coming in, and to know all that you are doing." And when Joab had gone from David's presence, he sent messengers after Abner, who brought him back from the well of Sirah. But David did not know it. Now when Abner had returned to Hebron, Joab took him aside in the gate to speak with him privately, and there stabbed him in the stomach, so that he died for the blood of Asahel his brother. Afterward, when David heard it, he said, My kingdom and I are guiltless before the Lord forever of the blood of Abner the son of Ner. Let it rest on the head of Joab and on all his father's house, and let there never fail to be in the house of Joab one who has a discharge or is a leper, who leans on a staff or falls by the sword, or who lacks bread. So Joab and Abishai his brother killed Abner, because he had killed their brother Asahel at Gibeon in the battle. Then David said to Joab and to all the people who were with him, Tear your clothes, gird yourselves with sackcloth, and mourn for Abner. And King David followed the coffin. So they buried Abner in Hebron, and the king lifted up his voice and wept at the grave of Abner, and all the people wept. And the king sang a lament over Abner and said, Should Abner die as a fool dies? Your hands were not bound nor your feet put into fetters. As a man falls before wicked men, so you fell. Then all the people wept over him again. And when all the people came to persuade David to eat food while it was still day, David took an oath, saying, God do so to me, and more also, if I taste bread or anything else till the sun goes down. Now all the people took note of it, and it pleased them, since whatever the king did pleased all the people. For all the people and all Israel understood that day that it had not been the king's intent to kill Abner the son of Ner. Then the king said to his servants, Do you not know that a prince and a great man has fallen this day in Israel? And I am weak today, though anointed king. And these men, the sons of Zeruiah, are too harsh for me. The Lord shall repay the evildoer according to his wickedness. Daily Deep Dive. The UCG reading program states, clearly one of David's weaknesses is his passion for women. And in the ancient Middle East, kings were often judged by the size of their harems. The larger the harem, the more powerful the king was considered to be. But Israel was supposed to be different. One of God's instructions for Israel's king was written in Deuteronomy 17:17. Neither shall he multiply wives for himself, lest his heart turn away. Sadly, David succumbed to this temptation, which would cause hardship in his family and his own life and set a terrible example for his son Solomon. Listed here are David's wives and the sons he fathered by them while he lived and reigned in Hebron. Ahinoam, Jezreelitess, bore Amnon, Amnon later killed by his half-brother Absalom, Abigail bore Chileab, Daniel, Makkah, Gesherite, bore Absalom, who later betrayed David and was killed by Joab, Haggith bore Adonijah, later executed by Solomon for betrayal, Abital bore Shephatiah, Eglah bore Ithream. That's at least 6 children by 6 different women in 7 years. Not a very good way to start a family. And his former wife Michal is about to be thrown into this mix. What a terrible mess. After a power struggle between Ishbosheth and Abner over one of Saul's concubines, Abner, probably seeing the handwriting on the wall, is now ready to pledge his loyalty to David. David tests that loyalty by demanding that his first wife, Michal, be returned to him. Ishbosheth, who fears Abner, 2 Samuel 3:11, carries out the demand. Though David seems satisfied with Abner's pledge of support, it is not so with Joab, who will not forget that his brother died by Abner's hand. Joab seeks revenge for his brother Asahel's death by murdering Abner. Yet it's not a tit for tat. For while Abner killed Joab's brother during the course of battle and in self-defense, after repeatedly warning Asahel to call off his pursuit and even offering him the opportunity to fully arm himself for a fair fight, 2 Samuel 2:18-23, Joab kills Abner in a deceitful plot. Under false pretenses, Joab stabs him in the stomach, where Asahel was pierced by Abner's spear. Moreover, this treacherous act occurs at Hebron, a city of refuge, wherein an avenger of blood is not permitted to kill a murderer without a trial, Numbers 35:22-25. However, it may be that the act actually occurs in a suburb just outside the Levitical city itself. Compare Joshua 21:11-12, 2 Samuel 2:3. Wisely, David makes it a point to let the Israelites know that it was not his intention to kill Abner. These are already very delicate times, as David and Abner had just begun an important peace process in the unification of all of Israel. So it is no wonder that David speaks so strongly against his nephew Joab, pronouncing a curse on him and his descendants. David declares a fast and personally follows Abner's coffin to the gravesite in an outward show of honor and respect. He refers to Abner as a prince and a great man. David's skills in statesmanship prove successful in gaining the hearts of the people. And, verse 15, Saul had given Michal to Paltiel, aka Palti, in 1 Samuel 25:44. Verse 16, what a sad thing, for a king to be able to separate a wife from a husband at a command. Yet, it's also sad because it never should have happened in the first place as she was betrothed to David. Verse 30, John Gill's commentary states, for though it was only Joab that gave him the thrust of which he died, Abishai was in the secret, and was consenting and advising to his death, and so an accessory to it, and might be present, ready to assist in it, if occasion required, and so Josephus expressly says, that Abishai his brother was with him when he drew his sword, and smote him, and verse 39, John Gill's commentary states, his sister's sons, Joab and Abishai, they were a check upon him. He could not do what he would. Their influence was so great, both in the court and in the camp. The one was general of the army, and the other a considerable officer in it, and both valiant men, and very respectable among the people, for their achievements in war, and the success they had. So that they were very much out of the reach of David to bring them to justice, without shaking his kingdom, and therefore in point of prudence he thought it best to connive at this fact until he was more established in the kingdom. Whatever may be said for this conduct, it is certain he was too dilatory, and which did not sit easy upon his mind, and therefore gave it in charge to Solomon before his death not to suffer Joab to go to his grave in peace. 1 Kings 2:5. Some take these words, weak and hard, in a different sense, that David was weak or tender, x, as it may be rendered, tender-hearted, of a merciful disposition, and therefore spared Abner when he was in his hands, though he had done him so much harm, who was the Lord's anointed. But these men, his sister's sons, were of cruel tempers, more unmerciful than he, and therefore slew him, but the first sense seems best, and read 1 Chronicles 3:1-4. 1 Chronicles 3:1-4 NKJV. Now these were the sons of David who were born to him in Hebron. The firstborn was Amnon, by Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, the second, Daniel, by Abigail the Carmelitess, the third, Absalom the son of Maacah, the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur, the fourth, Adonijah the son of Haggith, the fifth, Shephatiah, by Abital, the sixth, Ithream, by his wife Eglah. These six were born to him in Hebron. There he reigned 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years.